Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us this magnificent Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're grateful. We do not take it lightly. Thank you again for joining us tonight. And our topic is launch and monetize your greatness. Now, y'all know my mantra is to live the life that God has created you to live and no longer to exist. We talk about that each and every week. So this is totally in agreement with what God is calling us to do in this hour. But before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors for throwing their gifts and talents into us. We have Afo Graphics, who is your one-stop shop for all of your graphical needs, from business cards, logos, flyers, newsletters, invitations, banners, photography, and so much more. And that's APHOGRA, S is in Frank, X is in X-ray. We have Wounded But Not Broken, Part 1, written by, it's coming soon, written by Ms. Jasmine Carter. So she, you guys keep a look on out for that. Ms. Jasmine is J-A-Z-M-Y-N Carter. And Wounded But Not Broken, Part 1, will be coming out soon. And this is a phenomenal young lady that overcomes so much. Lifelong story that will be able to help some more people get delivered from some things. Unique Expression by Design, bringing your ideas to a reality with your custom needs, from pens, mugs, pencils, cups, t-shirts, and so much more. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is your one-stop shop for your beauty and hair care needs, from relaxers to natural hair, braids, quick weaves, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and much more. Give Roz a call today and let her know that you need to get on in her chair. We have Inspired Jewels, the number 4, the letter U.com, InspiredJewelsForYou.com. That's your $5 jewelry and accessory. And Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for throwing into us on Fire to Inspire. We appreciate you. And guys, I tell you, if you're interested in being a sponsor, the price is currently still only $25 a month, and we introduce your service, your brand, your product each and every week. We share it with our outlets on the social media outlets, as well as our clients. But no, On Fire to Inspire family. But guys, I tell you, make sure you tell them that you heard it on Fire to Inspire, and let them know. Also, you can go out and check out their Facebook pages. They all have Facebook business pages that you can go out and support. But guys, be on the lookout for Ms. Jasmine Carter's book. She does not have a release date yet, but she wants to get it out there so it can be in the forefront of your mind. So guys, again, we are thankful to each and every guest this evening, and we are going to jump right in. Our guest this evening, I'm so excited about having Miss Lisa Geis on. Let me tell you, Lisa is a coach at Forbes. She's a keynote speaker, a self-relationship expert, an author, certified life coach, business consultant, Be Great Now program creator, self-esteem and empowerment specialist, certified bully prevention specialist, and she's a Huffington Post contributor. And she is also the CEO of Lisa Geis Global Vision, LLC. She is the founder of Pretty Girl Enterprises, LLC, and also the founder of Women Reign Network. I tell you guys, we have a knowledgeable lady here. And so if you guys can join us and welcome Mrs. Lisa Geis to our platform. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this great evening?
I am wonderful, just simply wonderful. Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. I think I might have to hire you.
Girl, I will travel. welcome. I tell you, it's an honor to be able to meet like-minded people who love to help people birth. You know, I call myself a purpose midwife, and that's what I see you as, a person who is helping people birth who they truly are. So I love it. I absolutely love it. And welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always say that, you know, when you're walking in your gift, it's not work, it's a calling. When you're answering your calling,
yes,
then everything else just will flow. It will flow. So if anybody out there is experiencing anything where they're feeling stuck in their lives, it's because you haven't entered the flow. And we need you to enter the flow. Answer that call. Answer that call. Stop running from the call. Turn around. Answer it. Once you answer it, everything will start to flow. Now, don't get that, you know, don't be misled in me saying that and you thinking that that doesn't mean that no hard work is required, because we definitely work hard. But there's a difference. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between working hard and begrudging everything that you're experiencing and everything that you're going through versus working hard because you know that you're working towards your legacy and planning out your destiny.
Oh, I love that. Working towards your legacy and planning out your destiny. Girl,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about that.
She was like, side note, huh? Well, yes, because, you know, so often people, this is like, you know how they say the hairs on the back of your neck stand up? That's how I feel when mm-hmm. I listen to anyone speaking about what they have to do on a day-to-day basis and they're unhappy. I always ask the question, mm-hmm. what legacy are you trying to leave? What legacy are mm-hmm. you working towards? And if the answer is, mm-hmm. I don't know, or I never thought about that, well, we have some work to do, because guess what? You not knowing, you're putting your destiny at stake. You're putting your destiny at stake, and that is completely unacceptable. We were all put here, and we are all purposed. The question is, have you tapped into that purpose? And if the answer is no, then we need to get going.
So this leads right into my first question. The topic itself, you know, the topic, it always ties in. What I do is I actually read your bio, and then I ask the Holy Spirit, what is our topic? And so that's how I come up with the topic. So the topic itself, launch and monetize your greatness. Lisa, what does that mean to you?
To me, that means that, again, when I encounter people who aren't tapped into their purpose, and they don't really uh-huh. know where they're going or what direction they should even attempt to go in, I'm like, have you launched uh-huh. your greatness? Have you thought about launching that? Everybody has seeds of greatness in them. God has made it a point to make sure of that. So if you're not launching uh-huh. that, if you're not launching you, then we need to come together and we need to figure some things out, because I don't want anybody walking around thinking that there's not greatness inside of them. The launch is not only launching you uh-huh. and your newfound person that you've discovered, right? It's also launching the greatness that God has put in you. So when I say launch, I'm not speaking of launch from the standpoint of just the dictionary's definition. It's a deeper meaning for it to me. And that is, again, discovering who you are and launching you, because it happens to the best of us. We tend to take on the persona, or we tend to take on who other people say that we are. And then next thing we know, we're living someone else's life, right? I want you uh-huh. to discover who you are, and I want you to launch you. And then we're going to tap into those greatnesses that have been put into you, and we're going to launch those. And then I'm going to show you how to monetize that thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There are so many people that are living beneath that, their full potential. And so why do you think this is, that there are just so many just settling and existing, if you will? Why do you think that?
From my experience, what I've come to realize is it's not that they don't have the desire. It's truly that they don't understand. They don't understand how powerful they truly are. And that lack of understanding of your power and the, you know, the dominion that you've been given, right? That lack of understanding that, it tends to make people play small. And that's what that's what my experience has shown me. People are playing small. They feel like, okay, I feel so safe standing on the sidelines and cheering everybody else on. But I always tell my clients and my girlfriend, anybody I come in contact with, I always tell them, if you see something in someone else, the only reason that you can see it is because you too possess it. You would not be able to recognize it if it wasn't already in you. It's so true because, you know, for example, a painter, I don't know the first thing about painting a house. So if I'm seeing somebody painting a house, I'm like, okay, I don't know how to mix the colors. I don't know what to do. I have no clue. But if I actually see someone painting and I'm like, wow, that is so beautiful. Oh, my gosh, you know, this color would really look good with that color. And, oh, you know, it's a masterpiece. That's because that's in me, too. Maybe that's something I need to look into tapping into because I may also possess that skill. So, again, if you can only recognize what's already in you.
Wow. You can only recognize what's already in you. And so many people are afraid to tap in. They're afraid to tap in. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Gary, you're giving us some great, powerful golden nuggets this evening. So when you have you meet a client, and that client says, I'm clueless on who I am, what I like. How do you get them to tap in to who they truly are? Because so many have just lived and worked a job. You know, how do you get them to tap into the real them and get to know them?
Well, the first thing that I do is I like to have a conversation, and because from that conversation of them just expressing what they don't know, I can actually see what's there. And so we build upon that. And it goes back to self-analysis. So many people are afraid to analyze themselves, and I get it, because part of it is because they may have been, experienced criticism growing up, being told what they're not going to be, who they can't be, all those things. Sometimes you have to revisit the pain in order to push through to the purpose. And so that's exactly what I do. We revisit that pain, that pain point. But this is one of the things that is near and dear to my heart. I have a program called Partnering with Your Inner Critic. And I know this is kind of off, but I really want to bridge it together so that your audience can kind of see exactly how important it is. My program is called Partnering with Your Inner Critic. Now, I don't know about you, but all my life I've been told don't listen to your inner critic, run from your inner critic, debunk your inner critic, all these things. Well, no, I don't want you to do any of that. I want you to learn how to listen to your inner critic so that your inner critic is actually guiding you to your purpose, because that's what the inner critic is actually for. It's just been labeled and given a bad name. So, again, sometimes you have to visit the pain. We got to go deep. We got to get in that thing so that we can pull and extract the good part. Everything in life is a lesson. Everything in life is to be reviewed. But you have to review it not from the pain eye, but from, or the tainted eye, as some say, but from a new perspective. So one of the things that I teach my clients is perspective mastery. And what perspective mastery is, you know, again, not looking at things from the tainted view, but looking at things from a different open-minded, what am I supposed to get from this? What lesson can I extract from it so that I can next level who I am as a person?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Lisa, I tell you, so this is how you gained that name, self-relationship expert, huh?
Absolutely.
So that was one of my questions. How in the world did you get that name?
Well, you know what? It's so funny because as I started on my journey, I realized that I had some inner working that I needed to take care of. And in that, I did, you know, I studied and different things like that. And I realized I could want to be a boss in business, but I can't be a boss in business when I'm breaking down from pain. So I need to make sure I address the real issue. So what I do is I bridge the personal with the business and elevate all together.
Wow. You bridge the personal with the business and elevate.
Yes.
Wow. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Wow. I actually make notes and like an event invite. So it actually for the people who are may listen later, or maybe sometimes people need to go back and see stuff again to help just get it on the inside of them. Because can you repeat that one more time?
So what I bridge the personal, you're talking about the personal and the business?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I bridge the personal with the business, and we elevate them together. That's why people get stuck in their business, because they're still dealing with fear and things like that, all that personal stuff. So we take both levels and elevate them together.
Got it. I'm loving this. I'm really loving it. You're helping some people this evening, my sister. You are helping some people this evening. Now, you said a mouthful with the people are so stuck in their pain portions that they can't see the full, you know, the full view. They're just in that box. So being able to bridge the two, oh, that is just like, ooh, wonderful. Now, you also are the creator of a program set called Be Great Now. Does that also help? Is that where a lot of this bridging the gaps can take place as well?
Absolutely. So I have my Be Great Now programs and now my Be Great Now Academy, and that's where they could go. And, like, for example, the Inner Critic program is already housed in the Academy, and I'm uploading all my other courses as well into the Academy. So whatever it is you need to work on, if it's personal, then go with the personal program first, again, because we got to get rid of that stuff, right? And then if it's business, then we move on to the business aspect of, you know, setting your goals and different things like that to get your business on a next level. The LEAP program to help you leap to the next level in your business. So it just depends on what your needs are. Ultimately, my thought is, because the vision that God has given to me about the Academy is it will ultimately be the one-stop shop for people to go to for their, again, personal and business needs, and really master what they need to master.
Yes, I absolutely love it, because so many times you can find a person that can help you in one area, but not so much in the other area. So, you know, you being able to bridge the gap and be able to address and assess both, you're tackling it all at one time. And just, girl, I'm loving it. Yes, ma'am. I love it. Absolutely. So, so Lisa, we have a person that's listening, okay? We'll give you a general situation. You have a person that's listening, and they're saying right now, that person is saying, I hear what they're saying. They are telling my story. I did not have a clue who I was, but the light bulb just came on by listening to them. And so what would you say for that person to do from here so that that will not die, so they won't get, you know, complacent and stagnant all over again? What would you say to that person that's listening right now?
The very first thing I would tell them to do is write the vision. So when they receive that that aha moment, that vision of who they were, that clarity moment, write it down. Because if you do not write it down in this moment where you're basically, they're open to receive, right? They're open to receive what we're saying. If they don't write that down, and then something else happens, someone says something to them that takes them right back to the space they were before, they'll completely forget it. So write it down. I am a crazy person who believes in journaling. I believe that journaling is actually the route to your soul. And the reason why I say that is because whatever you're feeling in that moment when you're journaling, that's your true authentic self. That's your space for you to actually divulge how you truly feel about yourself or other people, right? Or your situation. So it actually leads you, and there's true growth can happen during your journaling process because you'll be able to go back and read where you were and see where you are. I have a quote. I have a quote. I come up with original quotes all the time. And one of the quotes that I tell all of my clients is, if you do not track your successes, you will only remember your failures. So journaling is exactly that. It's you tracking your successes so that you don't see yourself as a failure.
Right. I love that. I love journaling myself when I make myself sit down and do it. I used to do it regularly, but I got to get back to it. But I tell people all the time when they're asking me different things, I tell them, go journal. That's going to be the place because so many people reach out to me about writing a book. And so I tell them, you know, start with the journaling process. If nothing else, if you don't know where you want to start because you got it everywhere, start with your journaling, and then it'll come together. You'll see it unfold. And it's like, oh, my God, you know what? You were so right. So, yes, ma'am, I absolutely love journaling. You know, you have given us so many golden nuggets in this short period of time already. I mean, revisiting the pain and so you can push forward to the purpose and the future. And and I always say this, Lisa. I mean, when I tell you you're speaking my language, I tell people it's time for us to stop leaving I said, it's time for us to stop leaving liabilities and start leaving legacies. It is time.
There you go.
You know,
there you go.
No more liabilities. Now it is legacy leaving time, legacy building time. What are you building? What are you doing? If you have a young adult that's listening, say you have somebody that's right out of college or they're in college, what would you say to that person?
Well, I mean, they, to me, have the world right at their fingertips because they're young, they're still open, they haven't been completely tainted by what the world has told them they can't be, they're too old for, and things of that sort. So what I would tell a young person is to run, not walk, run after their greatness and don't look back. And anybody along the way that tells them what they cannot be, they need to understand this, and this is not only for young people, this is for older people too. I actually just did a Facebook Live on this a couple of days ago. We are so often afraid to change our circle or what I call our success list, and a success list has nothing to do with, you know, what connection I made and who can get me to the top. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your immediate circle. And we're so afraid to analyze our immediate circle and put everybody on the success list. Are you adding value to my life? Are you taking value away from my life? Or are you just sitting there contributing no value? That's something that I would tell a young person that they must analyze for the people who come into their lives. Because everyone is not meant to sit in your front row. And some people are meant to be in the balcony. And some people are meant to sit outside the theater. And that's completely okay. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means in this season, in this time, as you run after your greatness, they cannot participate. So that's what I would tell a young person as to how to move.
Yes, yes, and yes. And I agree, young and old, because so many people have allowed dream stealers, dream suckers to stay just right there, and they've stayed too long. You know, some of them were for a purpose and a time, a season and a reason, but not for a lifetime.
But they develop that emotional attachment, and then what ends up happening is that person's happiness becomes more important than their destiny. And that's a mistake.
Lisa, I have a person that actually, and I guess I was operating in one of my giftings because I have one of my 20-year-olds that just sent me a chat and said, can you have her repeat that again?
Which part?
about the questions about their SARP, you know, the success list. Those three
yes.
questions, are they adding value?
Are they adding value? Are they taking away value? Or are they just sitting there? Those are three things you need to ask yourself. You'll be able to analyze real quick about that circle if you ask yourself those three questions.
Uh-huh.
You'll know real quick who's supposed to be around.
Uh-huh. Yes. And, so, and you know what? And it's okay to love people from a distance. And I think that's where so many people get kind of misconstrued and everything. It's like, but, you know, no, you don't. Then you're not saying that you don't love these people, you don't like these people. They just don't have to be in your inner courts like that. If they have no value, they're not adding any value, and they're draining, why are they still in your inner circle?
See, but this is the thing. Because we get so emotional about it, take the emotion out of it. Because, again, we're not saying that they're bad people. They may be of value to someone else. They're just not of value to you right now. So when you shift your perspective about it, then you're more inclined to make a move about it. You're more inclined to take action about it. So, because, you know, I don't want my friend is good. It's a good person. Okay, we're not saying your friend is a bad person. What we're saying is that for your needs, which should be first, your friend is not contributing. And because of that, your friend needs to be placed in a different seat. They can't be up close and personal right now. So, therefore, with that being said, put your destiny in the forefront of your mind and never take your eye off of it. Looking at your friend and all of that and know they're good, that's taking your eye off of your destiny. How are they contributing to your destiny? How are they contributing to your legacy?
Girl, I tell you, you are speaking from power. And I see fire coming out your mouth. You're burning out people. So you're helping them out this evening. You're really helping them out. I tell you. You bless me folks this evening. I tell you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So all these people are sending me chats. So let's see if they're going to step up to the plate and we open the line, because I see you have a few more minutes with us. So, guys, questions y'all asking or comments. Dial in. You can't do it by listening on the internet. So you're going to have to dial in. Press these numbers, 929-477-2178. I'll repeat it slowly, 929-477-2178. Press option 1 and give us a question or comment, or if something that has been said to this point has touched you or impacted you, you can share that as well, because I'm sure that would even encourage the encourager here tonight, because, you know, and you're always pouring out when someone's sharing how they receive. That just does so much for you, doesn't it, Lisa?
It does. It recharges me, refuels me, and I always say I live by the thought process of giving and feeding from my overflow and not my cup. So when people give me that feedback, it helps me to continue with my overflow.
Yes, I love it. You are talking, you're speaking my language. So guys, don't be shy. And, you know, I'm getting all these chats. But then, every now and then, they'll chat me either after the show, during, and then I open up the lines, and they'll get a little nervous. It's like, you don't have to give your name if you don't want to. Let me go ahead and put that out there. You don't have to give your name. You can be totally anonymous, because your question, there's no dumb question, and there is someone that has the exact same question that you have, but they're not brave enough to ask it. So you be the person to step up, because like she just said, the last thing she just said was, put your destiny in the forefront of your mind and never take your eye off of it. So right now you are putting your destiny in the forefront of your mind. You're not worried about what anybody else thinks. And, again, you don't have to give your name. 929-477-2178. Press option 1. And give us whatever it is. You got a question, a comment, because I'm telling you, I've gotten three chats. I'm like, okay, y'all got questions, so go ahead and ask them instead of, you know, asking me or making comments. But I'm telling you, those three questions that, you know, that really made some people say, oh, my goodness, now that hit home. You know, I remember my old pastor when I grew up said, it's tight, but it's right. You know, if they say stepping on your toes, stay out. Because it's the truth, you know. Are these people adding value to your life? Are they taking away? Are they constantly putting you down? And this is what I remind people, Lisa, all the time as well. God didn't give it to them, so it's not for them to understand. And it's not for you to allow them to take it away from you because they don't understand it. You know? Mm-hmm. He gave it to you.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true, and I take it a step further. I explain to people that you are, when God gives you something, you have now become the dreamer because he's planted the dream and vision in you. Once you decide to share it with someone else, you have just removed yourself from the dreamer and you have become the translator because you are trying to then translate what God has given you to someone else. He didn't deem you the translator. He deemed you the dreamer. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Wow. We got a caller that steps up to the plate. Now, again, if you want to share your name, you can, but you don't have to, okay? Welcome to On the Fire and Inspire. You are with Lisa and Aaliyah. Who do we have? Well, you don't have to give your name unless you want to. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a question. What if you know what your destiny is and you know, like, your purpose in life, but you don't necessarily know where or how to start working on it or accomplishing it?
Well, if you know, if you've been blessed to know your destiny, but you don't know the how, first of all, I want to applaud you for knowing and acknowledging and receiving that destiny. The how, of course, it can, you know, feel like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? But that's what coaches are for, mentors are for. So we could work out the how. The how is not a problem. If you already know what your destiny is, that's half the battle. So you can definitely get to where you're trying to get to. And I'm a firm believer on, you know, Google University, YouTube University, you know, going on those outlets and typing in, if you know what your destiny is, typing in what it is and seeing what comes back, because they may have the answer as well. But for me, I know for me, I needed to have a coach to help me to actually plan it out and strategize it and then launch it. So that would be my suggestion as well. Does that help you?
Yes, it did. It helped a lot. Thank you.
Okay. You're so welcome.
All right. Thank you
for calling.
Thank you so much for dialing in.
You're welcome.
All right. That was a good question because sometimes people, you know, they may not know, like I said, they may not know the what, but now she says, I know the what, but what's the how?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they gave her some concrete ways of getting started. So I love it. And you can learn so much and glean so much. So, guys, if you have a question or comment, press 1 if you're already listening by phone. And if you're on the Internet, you got to dial in at 929-477-2178 and press option 1. We only have at least a couple of more minutes. She's very busy, guys. Told you now, she has a lot going on. So we appreciate you tonight, Lisa. I tell you. So the listeners, they're, you know, wanting to be able to follow you and become part of, you know, what you're doing, how do they get in contact?
On all social media platforms, you can find me with I Am Lisa Geis on everything, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I am Lisa Geis. And then on Facebook, I also have a Facebook group called Sisters in Greatness, and you can go ahead and join in on Sisters in Greatness, and I personally work the group every day with inspiration, tips, videos, coaching, all of that within the group, and it's just a group of over 400 women supporting one another, encouraging one another, uplifting one another, and helping each other on their greatness journey. So they could also find me that way. In addition, again, on Instagram, I I'm on IGTV now. You know, there's a new platform. So I'm on IGTV with I Am Lisa Geis as well.
Okay. All right. I love it. Well, guys, this is the last call for your questions. Questions, answers, comments, 929-477-2178. Press option 1 if you have a question or comment. Or if you want to share how anything that's been set up until this point has impacted you or actually how it hit your heart, because I'm telling you, as a person that always give it out, for someone to share what how it made them feel, you're like, wow. You know, because you know God gave it to you to deliver, right, Lisa? But to hear the feedback,
absolutely.
You're like, ooh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, love it. Well, Lisa, what would you like to say as a parting words to the listeners this evening?
Well, one of the things that I would love for your listeners to just really just grab a hold of is that they have everything they need. They are completely equipped with everything they need to live their greatness out loud. And it's just a matter of them stepping up and saying, I'm going to throw caution to the wind, and I'm going to make this happen because this is destined for me. This is destined for me. And so I just really want to empower them to stand up and stand firm in who they are. I don't care what you've been through, your story, stand on that story. Go back to that story, pull and extract out of that story what the lessons are. Your purpose is found in that story. I don't want you to be ashamed of that story. I want you to stand on it, pull from it, and then catapult yourself into your destiny. You deserve it. You're worth it, and we will stand beside you and applaud you every step of the way.
I love it. Well, we definitely have to have you back. You have any upcoming events coming that you're doing that you want to invite people to?
Well, I'm actually doing a lot of traveling. I'm getting ready to go out to Paris and speak and different things like that. So I haven't planned a lot of events. I'm going to be traveling for like the next 4 months. But I will say that I want to extend to your viewers or to your listeners, I want to extend my Prep for Greatness program. And that's a two-hour program. It's normally priced at $247, but I want to offer it to your viewers at $47, only $47. I don't even do this, but at only at $47, and where I will sit down with them, of course, via virtual, and kind of help them package their skills and help them to devise a strategy. So the young lady that actually called in, that would probably be perfect for her. So that she can figure out exactly part of her how-to.
Okay.
And they can email me, if they email me and on the email say, on fire to inspire, then I will know that they were a guest on the show and that, or a listener, excuse me, for the show, and that price will go out to them.
All right. Lisa, we have one person that slid in with a question. You want to try a question real quick?
Go ahead.
All right. You just made it. Welcome to On Friday Inside. Did you have a question or comment?
I do.
Hello?
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure.
With the program, hey, this is Pastor Tommy, Aaliyah. How are you? This is, listen.
Great.
What you mentioned, Lisa, earlier about tracking your successes or you will only remember your failures was really powerful. My question for you is, with this whole program that you're doing and you're bridging both the personal with the business, on average, what is the time frame that it takes a person to be able to progress emotionally to a place that they can begin to be successful, not only emotionally, socially, but then also professionally?
Well, one of the things that I make it a point to do is hold them. I don't allow them to backtrack. So what I mean by that is once we make progress, we're making progress, and hold them accountable to that progress. And the human psyche is an amazing thing. When they start to see that they're actually breaking through, they will create their own momentum. So, like, for example, I have a 4-week course, I have a 6-week course, and then I have a 90-day course, 6-month course, 12-month course. So it all depends on what that person, what their desire is and how far they want to move through the process. But my clients call me I'm a little hard. So I push because I know the importance of you breaking through. Once that breakthrough happens, we're off and running.
I can tell you're a little bit hard. I can tell that you're persistent, but that's oftentimes good for people. I actually myself have a saying where I tell people that comfortability is their biggest enemy, because it makes you lethargic, it makes you lazy. So often we want to make sure we can keep people kind of on the cutting edge so that they don't fall backwards. So that's good stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I love it.
Well, we thank you so much for dialing in, and we got you at the skin of our teeth, so to speak. Because I was just about to let Lisa go. But thank you so much, Pastor. What was your last name? Did we lose him?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm back.
Okay. All right. What was your last name?
Evans. Pastor Tommy Evans.
Oh, Pastor Evans. Gotcha. Mm. So, okay, great, Pastor Evans. All right, Pastor Evans. Okay, so we appreciate you dialing in this evening and asking that question, because so many people needed to hear that as well, because they need to take advantage of that special that you've given us, because it's saving them $200, right?
Absolutely.
That's
right.
Big.
Well,
that's a big difference. Go on with your bad self.
You better say that. You better say that. So, Lisa, if you could repeat the name of that thing again, that special, and then we're going to let you go, because we know you got to get back to your next thing and getting ready to fly to Paris really soon. So thank you so much, Pastor, for dialing in.
Well, the program is called Prepped for Greatness, and it's a 2-hour program. What we do is we help you to package your skills, help you to launch and devise a strategy to get you going so that you can monetize that greatness. And it's normally $247, but for the listeners, if they email me and type in On Fire to Inspire, they can have it at $47. And I'm actually going to even contact them and kind of do a 30-minute consult. I'll even throw that in there.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to take advantage of that. You're getting a $200 value of a discount on Prep for Greatness package, a 30-minute consult. You can't beat it. Well, we so appreciate you. And if you come to the Atlanta area, make sure you contact us, look us up.
I sure will. I'm actually going to be in Atlanta in October.
October?
Yeah.
Okay, make sure you reach out. Make sure you reach out. I love to connect with you. Thank you so much for coming on. We truly appreciate you sharing your expertise and knowledge. You're definitely a kingdom sister, and we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a wonderfully blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. Guys, I tell you, if you missed any of this awesome, fabulous, fantastic interview with Mrs. Lisa Geist this evening, you definitely want to go back and listen to the recording, which will be available in about 5 minutes, if not less. You want to go back and listen to the topic of launch and monetize your greatness. It is time for you to stop sitting on your hands, sitting on your greatness already on the inside of you. And so many things that I say each and every week that she said in her own way that just confirms for you guys, confirms for us all that it is time for us to walk in what God has called us to. And everything, she said, turn that purpose, that pain into a purpose. And so, guys, that Prep for Greatness package she's giving you for $47 instead of $247, and she's throwing in a 30-minute free coaching session with it. So make sure you mention On Fire to Inspire in your email to her,
And her email address is I'll have to post it for you guys. I'll have to post it. But she is on, she's I Am Lisa Geist on all social media outlets. And her website is lisageist.com. That's Lisa Geist, GUICE.com. And I'm telling you guys, she's truly, truly been a blessing tonight for many of us. And again, you want to listen to that recording because you don't want to miss anything. You may want to even get your notebook and just go in and, you know, take some notes because there's some things you need to be true to yourself and ask yourself. The people in your inner circle, the people on your front row, are they adding value to your life or are they taking away value? Are they just sitting there just taking up space and taking up air? If they are not adding value, you need to readjust some things. You love them. There's nothing wrong. But you got to move them on to the side a little bit and change your circle. And she talked about tracking your successes. And because she said, if you don't track your success, you'll only remember your failures. That was really, really good. I love that. And so, guys, I'm telling you, it is time for you to walk out the greatness that's already on the inside of you. Thank you to all of our sponsors, Ms. Jasmine Carter with the J-A-Z-M-Y-N Carter, whose book, Wounded But Not Broken, Part 1, will be coming out soon. So look for that. April Graphics, thank you so much. That's spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F as in Frank, X as in X-ray, Unique Expression by Design, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, and Inspired Jewels for You, and that's Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. And Third Heaven Sound, thank you so much to each and every one of you for sewing into On Fire to Inspire. Guys, we will be back next week, same time, same place. So look for us. We'll be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same phone number, 929-477-2178 or blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Guys, it is time for you to live the life that God has called you to. No more existing. It's time to walk out every gift, talent, and ability that He's placed on the inside of you. I love you, and I will talk to you next week.